This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Breaking news, folks. The Queen died of old age. I know what you were thinking. You were thinking she died of COVID. Of course you were. Everybody dies of COVID. So, I don't know what to say, but they've come back. The pathology report is in, and the Queen, age 194, died of old age. Shocker. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. I'm not kidding when I sarcastically state that they let us know that the Queen died of old age. And we do need to know this because, as I said, COVID takes out every COVID. That, why don't they just run like those little African commercials with the distended bellies and the kids with the snot coming out of their noses, you know, the flies buzzing all around their faces, and say, COVID, it's devastating everywhere. COVID. It's creating hunger. It's creating AIDS. COVID. Oh, my gosh. I'm sick of COVID. And it's funny, as you go out and about and you see more and more people, you know, talk. Everybody's starting to go, you know, I'm on to you. I'm on to the ruse. I haven't seen a get a shot commercial in over a week. You know, hey, listen, we know that COVID's not that big of a deal, but, you know, you should probably still get your shot and get your booster. They were running those. Running them. I haven't seen any. I've watched a lot of useless TV when I was sick. Just laying up, commercials bombarding you. I could grow your hair back. I could grow your hair on your back. Where do you want your hair? I'll grow it for you. I know the Bosley method. I know all the methods of growing your hair. I can inject you with Rogaine. I got it all down. Give me your alopecia. I will treat you. I learned a lot while I was sick. That's right. I pay attention up in this mug. Kevin Jackson's here. That's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Biden is losing the millennial vote. Here's what NPR reported, folks. This was a while back, but it hasn't changed. As the political calendar inches towards the midterm elections in November, a run of recent polling all point to one thing. Biden has a problem with young voters. NPR, PBS, NewsHour, Marist poll found support for Biden had plummeted 16 points among Gen Z and millennials in the past year to sit at 37%, the lowest of any age group. Just so you know, in the Democratic Party, Joe Biden, the number of Democrats under the age of 30 that want Joe Biden to run for president is 10%. I gave you some other polling earlier, so you should, you know, the writing's on the wall. The lowest of any age group, the youngsters, don't like Biden. And just so you know, don't think you can do a bait and switch with Bernie. They don't like him either. Harvard's Institute of Politics also found approval ratings with Gen Z were down 18 points in the past year to 41%. Gallup found a 21-point drop to 39%. I'm gonna save you some time, and I'm gonna save you some what may be going through your brain. So, 16-point drop to 37%. Let's do the math. 53% of the people, the youngsters, supposedly like Biden in one poll. Harvard, 18-point drop to 41%. Let's do the math. 59% of the people supposedly like Biden. 21% drop to 39%. Supposedly, according to Gallup, 60% of young people liked Biden, and it fell. Absolute and utter nonsense. Complete hogwash. Gobbledygook, okay? There is no way Biden had those kind of numbers with youngsters. Even though you say, well, Kevin, youngsters tend to vote Democrat or whatever. Yeah, they do. But they didn't ask the question of like Biden, do you want him, is he competent? There's no group of, he will get no plurality I don't believe, from any group, including the so-called college-educated women vote that he supposedly is. That's the only one he's not upside down on, even though he's lost some ground. Here's what they go on to say. Climate change, racial justice, student debt are the key issues driving these young people. When you combine millennials, Gen Z, they are the largest voting bloc in American history. 65 million young people that are eligible to vote in that younger demographic, and they aren't going to vote for Biden. That's why they want to replace Biden with Gavin Newsom. They do. Gavin Newsom's a radical. You could say he's experienced. He certainly is an experienced politician. Gavin Newsom will be the Democrats' nominee. I'm going to make you that bet. If he can get through their gauntlet. Keep in mind, Nancy Pelosi is going to be fighting for him. That's her nephew. So, climate change, racial justice, and student debt. Oh, you know what? Let's throw in abortion for good measure, because this is an abortion on the minds of all these millennials and Gen Zers and everybody else. So, let's talk climate change. Joe Biden redirected a lot of money and all that. The debt these people are going to inherit. If you think kids are worried about climate change when they can't afford their apartments or their homes to run, to pay for their cars, to pay for parking, to pay for meals, to pay for food, if you think that's going to be their big deal, good luck with that. Racial justice. Look, I'm going to let you in on a dirty little secret for the left. Racial justice is a whistle, a dog whistle. All these little millennials and Gen Zers or whatever you want to call them, these lefties, they know that there's racial justice. They know it as sure as the nose on their faces. They know it. Behind closed doors, they aren't talking about this. In front of the camera, they'll, man, we got to protect black people because they're virtue signal. They don't care. They don't care. So don't believe the hype. It says, while Democratic pollsters are sounding the alarm, many young voters say it's no surprise to them. Let me put that another way. Youth already know. They're going, we never liked him in the first place. What do you mean it's fallen? He hasn't fallen from grace. Nobody in the under 30 years old is giving a crap about Biden. And oh, for the record, no black people do either. I was on some radio show and they were talking to me about Joe Biden and the black vote. And I said, yeah, man, I tell you what, black people are just like, boy, whoo, that Joe Biden. Yeah, I can't wait for Joe Biden to come to town because, man, I want to see that dude. Where's that's my Negro right there. Said no black person ever.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's get into five of Biden's biggest blunders over the course of his administration. 16 cents can get you a lot. A July 4th barbecue, 1/16th of a rubber chicken purse, a crack pipe. Ugh, never mind. Inflation's up 9.1%. Quick, let's redefine recession and hope that no one notices. Hunter will bring the coat. What happens when you cross an open border policy with defunded police? You get the worst border crisis in the history of the United States. In fiscal 2021, we encountered 1.7 million aliens at the southern border. You know what that fills? The Michigan Stadium, over 15 times. They could use the fans, honestly. Keystone Pipeline? Canceled. More drilling permits? Not on federal land. Skin cancer? Oil industry. The list goes on and on. With energy dependence looming over our heads, the Biden administration has made staggering setbacks to make the United States more dependent on foreign countries than ever before. COVID. I don't need to say anything. Just roll the clip.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID.
So that was a f***ing lie.
Okay, cut the music. This last one's serious. Afghanistan. 13 brave service members lost their lives due to the chaos created by the Commander-in-Chief's decision to withdraw with no proper plan in place. The Taliban then seized control of Kabul and the equipment left behind from the military. This is a stain in our history that he is completely responsible for. There is no excuse.
Welcome back, everybody. Five biggest Biden blunders. I don't know when this was made, but it's old. Biden's blunders continue to mount. We've talked about Biden seeing ghosts. Remember, this is the guy who shakes hands with the air, who believes that dead people should still be attending his meetings, who believes that the cripple should be standing. Stand up there! Oh, geez. Yeah, and so you wonder why. When I gave you the stats on the youth vote, all these other votes, nobody wants Biden. Never have and never will. And this ruse that he's so popular, in whatever level of popularity, is ridiculous. And anybody that is still looking at Biden as a viable candidate or a viable president, you're grasping at straws. The reality meter is so far off that you should really be questioning yourself. I'm not even saying this, for any effect or any impact. I'm telling you the honest to God truth. If I were to tell, it's kind of like the person that, and I have a friend, she's actually a friend of an ex, and this girl was not attractive, but to hear her describe herself, she was amazing. And she set up blind dates or whatever, and they never worked out. And she would go, I just don't understand. I mean, I'm there. I'm the blah. And I just got tired of it. I said, you do realize that you're overselling yourself, right? What do you mean? And I go, that's as delicately as I can put it. You're overselling yourself. You're overpromising and underdelivering. And she was offended. And I go, I'm just telling you, if you wonder why you're not finding the right guy, you set your sights too high. 'Cause, and here's what was so bad about it. Not only was she unattractive, she wasn't nice. She was aloof, standoffish. I mean, it was going to take a special nerd to be with her. I'm going to move on because I'm going to run out of time. So Joe Biden, they say, has spent 40% of his days in office on vacation. He was away from the office for 2/3 of August. They say Biden's weekend jaunts and vacations spanned 234 days, with 7 in 10 of them spent at his homes in Wilmington, Delaware, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, out of the 589 days in office. So they were talking about, how can you spend that much time away when you have so many critical things that you're dealing with? And they $437 billion environmental and health care bill that was nothing more than a boondoggle for green energy, $1.9 trillion in stimulus that was spent. And this guy's on vacation. It's like he thinks the money's going to do the work for him. They said there are some fairly typical defenses offered whenever the media bothers to notice that a president has taken a lot of time off. The most common is the argument that the White House travels with the president, so he's always technically on call. He's able to sign bills, take calls while he's away from D.C. so he can do whatever needs to be done. But that's really the bare minimum you should be able to expect from a president, right? Unless he's traveling on official state business, the job is in Washington. That's where his cabinet is, along with all the D.C. action that he's supposedly steering. On top of that, Biden was quick to ensure that the visitors' logs at the Delaware property were exempted from the Presidential Records Act, so the public really has no idea who he's talking to or how much time is spent working. though all of the footage of him riding or falling off bicycles suggests he's not doing much work out on the bike path. Now, I know what you're thinking, because I was thinking the same thing. It's a good thing when Biden's away from the job. No question. What would these 234 days have been like if we had to deal with this clown the entire time? But see, the problem is Biden isn't the guy doing this. People pulling his strings are. So I say you use it as a campaign commercial. Joe Biden, always not on the job. Or we, you know, I don't know how to spin it. I'm not in that creative mind right now. But the idea that out of 589 days in office at the time of that article, 234 of those days were spent away from D.C. is pretty telling. And it wasn't spent doing the nation's business. In fact, I would be questioning, what really were they doing? Was he Walter Reed? Was he getting medical treatment? Were they treating his dementia? Was he in Switzerland at some mind conference where they were trying to figure out how to improve his brain? Just for the record, you're wasting your time. The nation has struggled with a border crisis of his creation, an energy crisis of his creation, a supply chain crisis of his creation, skyrocketing inflation on food and everything else of his creation, hot wars in multiple regions of the world that he should be paying attention to, and he's riding bikes and falling off of bikes. Look, at the very least, Biden needs to present a figurehead that at least represents something that mimics America. Sadly, he can't even do that. When we come back, we're going to be talking about hospital profits, folks. Because as I've said to many of you, Wu Flu is a scam, and everybody got over except us.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected on Friday to pass a bill funding the federal government through December the 16th, avoiding an embarrassing partial shutdown less than 6 weeks before the midterm elections, when control of Congress might be at stake. The National Hurricane Center said late Friday morning that Hurricane Ian was accelerating toward the South Carolina coast. Life-threatening storm surge and damaging winds would arrive soon, and the storm's movement was faster than previously reported at 14 miles an hour. Ian, located east-southeast of Charleston, with maximum sustained winds at 85 miles per hour and higher. The power outage caused by Hurricane Ian has prompted protests in the streets of Cuba's capital, as several hundred people demanded restoration of electricity more than 2 days after a blackout hit the entire island. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How about that Obamacare? Woo! Let me give you some news, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. An investigation by NPR and Kaiser Health News reveals that many hospitals are posting near-record profits while their patients are drowning in medical debt. What? I thought Obama was supposed to build us all Ferraris and mansions, and we're supposed to have the best health care ever, and he's going to pay all my bills. He's going to pay all my bills. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, boy, I tell you what, leftism promises everything and delivers nothing. There's a saying in management consulting, which is what I came from, and that is you underpromise and overdeliver. That's what you're supposed to do. Many of the organizations that have been out here shilling for money, getting millions and millions of dollars from people like you, you know what's happening? Their donor base is abandoning them, and they're saying, we're not going to do this anymore because you overpromised and underdelivered. When people would say to me, Kevin, man, you know, you got all this infrastructure. I know, you know, spend a lot of money, you know, et cetera. And I'm going to tell you, I heard it not only outside of my organization, I heard it inside. You know, because people are going, when are we going to get raises? When, you know, all these different things. I said, you just hold on. I said, let me tell you why. We underpromise and overdeliver in everything that we do. Watch my film, Bleeding Blue. First film I ever made. I can tell you this. You watch that film, you will not believe I've never made a film. You will be very impressed. And you'll say, Kevin, I got to tell you, I thought it would be good. But I didn't think it would be that good. You know, when you go to my comedy show, you're going to go, wow, Kevin, I thought it would be good. But I didn't think it would be that good. Go read my articles. Go look at the videos that we produce. Go listen to this show, which you are. Great. I'm glad you are. And you know what you'll say? I thought it would be good. I didn't think it would be that good. I'll put it to you this way. I'm willing to put my show up against Bongino, all these other guys, in terms of thought leadership. And when I mean thought leadership, I'm talking about something that you didn't come to on your own. Something that we could give the same topic. You could listen to Bongino. You could listen to Mark Levin. You could listen to Hannity. Listen to all of them. I will be willing to bet you, if you go listen to a month of my shows and audit their shows, you will come to the conclusion that I made you think many, many more times than they did. They will help you validate what you believe. I believe that. Yeah. You know, Sean Hannity's white bread when it comes to radio, when it comes to TV. Sean isn't going to make you think. He's using other people's ideas, etc. This is not a slam, by the way. It is what it is. This is what most people do. And if you can get away with that, fine. I don't believe in it. I want to give you an angle of something. And it's not about stirring up controversy. It's the way my mind works. I was talking to a friend of mine, his wife, about natural oils. They got a different name. You know, like tea tree oil and things like this. And she's been in the business of this for 11 years. And he's thinking, Kevin, you're going to be bored. I'm like, no, I'm not. Your fiance is involved in this business for 11 years. Something triggered that. And you know, she said it was? Kevin, I got tired of all my friends. They all had these ailments. And then I got involved in, you know, in these essential oils. That's what they call them, essential oils. And she says, and it would take away psoriasis or would do whatever. And I'd say, oh, if you have psoriasis, oh, well, you should look at blah, blah, blah. You know, you should look at lavender. And she says, as opposed to going to the doctors and having them give you medications that you got to take over and over and over, she goes, it's a ruse because you can't patent nature. So what they do is they change nature and they mix it up so that it's different and they can then get a patent on it. But she says most of the things that you need to cure yourself, like aloe, for example, you can just rub some aloe on something, direct concentrated aloe versus some chemist form of aloe. And I know I'm getting a bit off field, but you get my point. But what happens is you get a curiosity for things, and it makes you want to dig into it deeper, and that's what you get in this show. And that's why I tell you all the time, look, I'm not going to come up with any new, let me put it to you this way. We're going to talk about race, sexism, classism, homophobia, whatever. All these things are going to come up cyclically. I'm not going to come up with any new topics, you know, that you're going to go, oh my gosh, Kevin, tell me about raising teenage kids. It's all been done. The only thing I can do is put it into some form of context that's happening today that might outrage you or make you reconsider something. That's my job. And I'll put it to you again. I'll say it again. I take that job seriously, and we do it better than almost anybody in this business. Oh, by the way, I did do something kind of controversial the other day. I tweeted, I haven't checked Twitter yet, but I tweeted that if any of the Fox News people, anchors, you know, big names, a Bongino or whatever, wants to do an exhibition, a martial arts match with me, I would take them up on it. And I said, anybody at Fox News, Gutfeld, he's like 4'2", so he wouldn't do it. But whether it's Bongino, Hannity trains a lot with this guy, he's getting personally trained. Sean Hannity. If Sean Hannity says, Kevin, I've been training now for 4 years with my personal trainer, I'll get in the ring with you for exhibition, we donate the money to charity, I would do it. Because I mentioned to Melissa, I'm coming up on one of these, you know, anchor years of what, you know, like your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Well, I guess I don't know how long you go before you stop celebrating your 0 years. But I said, I want to do something dramatic for my next birthday, which is on one of these 0 years. I said, I want to do something dramatic, something that leaves a mark on somebody else. And, you know, I haven't fought in a while. So I figured, why not? You know, these guys, Paul, whatever this kid's name is, he's out there fighting. Mayweather's coming out of retirement to fight these guys. You know, it would be fun. Let's do an exhibition, man. I mean, I'm going to be throwing hard. It's not going to be exhibition like us just love tap each other. I'm going to be kicking legs and chopping down trees. But it would be fun to do. So, you know, Bongino's a big boy. You know, I'm not that big. Let's get in the ring, Dan. Let's make some money for some charity. Anyway, going back to what I was talking about. So we got this hospital debt. Here's what they said. A KHN review of hospital finances in the country's 306 hospital markets found that several of the most profitable markets also have some of the highest levels of patient debt. Overall, about a third of 100 million adults in the U.S. with healthcare debt owe money for hospitalization. according to this poll. Close to half of those owe at least $5,000, and a quarter owe $10,000 or more. And let me tell you why. Obamacare. Wasn't that supposed to solve it all for everybody? Hey, Barack, I thought Obamacare was supposed to cure everybody's ills, pre-existing conditions, etc., where none of us would have any debt, and yet the average person owes $5,000. Now, let's and they say a quarter owe $10,000 or more. Half owe $5,000, a quarter owe $10,000 or more. So let's add to that Joe Biden's $4,200 per person debt load on average that he's increased because of Bidenflation. And let's just see how those policies work. See, this is the stuff that we need to be bringing home. $5,000 for half the people, $10,000 for a quarter of the people, compounded with $4,200 that Joe Biden put on those little shoulders of the American public. And where were we before? When Donald Trump rescinded Obamacare, when Donald Trump had $4,000 going to the average household in America. When Donald Trump deregulated, took all this onerous legislation out of businesses, to the tune to where businesses were giving bonuses, businesses were raising the minimum wage of their own companies without any prompting by the government. Where's the talk of that? For all the people that want DeSantis to be the next president, why aren't you mentioning these things? For all the people that believe that Joe Biden is actually an adequate fake president, where are you on this stuff now? You know what's worse for these folks? They say many are pursued by collectors when they can't pay their bills. And the hospitals end up doing this, selling the debt. And here's the quote. The fact is, if you walk into a hospital today, chances are you're going to walk out with debt, even if you have insurance, says Allison Sesso, chief executive of RIP Medical Debt, a nonprofit that buys debt from hospital and debt collectors so patients don't have to pay it. It isn't magnanimous. They get their money back. More on this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Unaffordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, saddling people with debt, but the hospitals are getting over. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Hey, listen, when Wu Flu hit and they put a bounty on everybody that went into the hospital and said, for every patient you Freudian slip, if every patient you cheat, you get $39,900. Well, guess what? When you have a disease that you don't even have to know you have it to have it, and tests that don't work, everybody has Wu Flu. Look under your chair, people on the Oprah show. Everybody gets a Wu Flu. Woohoo! So hospitals were getting almost $40,000 per patient to declare you Wu Flu. $39,900. You wonder why the hospitals profits are through the roof? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If we really got to the bottom of this Wu Flu scandal where people were put into hospitals, intubated, killed because of protocols that they didn't have to go through, there would be massive lawsuits that would shut down the healthcare system in America. But no, we're not worrying about that right now because they are flush with cash. Here's this report. Of the nation's 20 most populous counties, none has a higher concentration of medical debt more than Tarrant County, home to Fort Worth. Second is Dallas County. Now, let me tell you why I know a lot about this. Parkland Hospital is the county hospital in Dallas. John Peter Smith Hospital is the county hospital in Fort Worth. They were both clients of mine in IT, when I was selling computer gear with a company called the Afton Group. I sold that company to one of my best friends. He's like a brother. So, long story short, John Peter Smith, this was decades ago, wrote off $119 million. Parkland wrote off $130 million of indigent care. I know this because I knew the administrators of those hospitals, and they explained it to me. Why? Because I had intellectual curiosity of how the hospital system works. And I was like, I was talking to a black dude, Rand Parkland, and I was like, you know, Dr. So-and-so, I go, you're forced to take indigent care? He goes, yeah, Kevin, that's what county hospitals do. I was like, really? He goes, yeah. And I said, but they can't pay. He goes, yeah. He goes, we add it all up, and at the end of the year, we send a bill to the federal government. And I remember, I've never forgotten that, because what he was saying is, yeah, we don't have nationalized health care the way the Europeans do, but we treat everybody. And Parkland had an amazing burn unit. They were known for their burn unit. So you got burned, you went to Parkland. The taxpayers pay it. He goes, at the end of the year, same thing, by the way, administrative JPS. I was there, talked to that person. Yep, Kevin, that's exactly how it works. And, of course, they know each other. So, anyway, going on, here's what they say. From 2018 to 2021, Texas Health, which owns hospitals in North Texas, had an average operating margin of almost 6%, according to the KHS analysis of publicly available financial reports. Other major systems in the area, including Baylor, Children's Health, and HCA, the nation's largest for-profit hospital company, did even better. Cook's Children, the region's second major pediatric system, had an average operating margin of 12%. By comparison, profits at most of the 25 Fortune 500 companies based around Dallas-Fort Worth, such as ExxonMobil, were less than 6% in 2019, according to Fortune data. So in other words, the healthcare system, which is supposed to operate pretty much on the, pardon me, on the razor thin line, because we cover indigent care, it operated at margins higher than the dreaded big oil, you know, black energy. And oh, by the way, don't think for one second that anybody gives a crap how many people died in any of these hospitals, malpractice, malfeasance, whatever. Nobody. But you better know they're tracking how many cops are shooting black folks. He says we're approaching a tipping point. Hospitals have thrived in other markets with high patient debt. Here's other examples. In Charlotte, North Carolina, where a quarter of the residents have medical debt on their credit reports, hospitals recorded an average operating margin of 13.6% from 2017 to 2019. Folks, this is pre-pandemic. The average margin at hospitals in and around Gainesville and Lakeland, two Central Florida markets where a quarter of the residents also carry medical debt, top 9%. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, which has the same level of debt, margins have averaged 8.5%. So in other words, it's the business to be in is healthcare in America. It's a multi-trillion-dollar business. Government is in cahoots with you. The pharmaceutical companies are buying people off. They're lobbying, and you're secure. Obamacare has made it to where insurance isn't going to break you. Oh, sure, Obamacare pretends that you go to the hospital anytime you want. I mean, you got pre-existing condition. You want to get rid of that baby? Just go into the hospital. Go kill that thing. You know, nobody should be burdened with no baby. But bring that credit card because you're going to have a copay. And you haven't reached your deductible because it's dang near impossible to reach. And the reason why I know this is I've tried. Yeah, have you? I guarantee you, there are families you sit around and you go, okay, let's go ahead and get the teeth done. Let's get that hernia looked at and let's get the foot fixed and let's get all in there. And you're trying to squeeze it all in around September, October. You're booking stuff to get it done so you can get it all in either to get your flex pay and to meet that minimum, you know, that maximum amount. Or sometimes here's what you'll do. You'll say, nope, wait till the first of the year. Let's get all this stuff going so we can meet the deductible in January. And then everything that may happen going in. I mean, think about this. You're planning your demise. You put stuff off for a few months because, you know, if we can get this, if I can just hold out to January, I'll get it done. I'll hit my $30,000 deductible, and then maybe I can actually start to use my insurance the way it was meant to be. These people are making insane amounts of money. This guy goes on to say this. He says, you might think that hospitals and communities where patients have a lot of debt will be less profitable. But that doesn't seem to be the case. He says, industry experts say the most profitable medical centers have developed business models that allow them to prosper even if their patients can't pay. One key is prices. These hospitals maximize what they charge for everything from a complex surgery to a dose of aspirin. Most of these charges are picked up by health insurers, which still pay a much larger share of the hospital bills than patients do, even those with the highest deductibles. Across the country, many medical systems have strengthened their market power in recent years by consolidating, buying up smaller hospitals, physician practices, which enables them to charge even more. You want to talk about antitrust? Do you know right now there's antitrust legislation to keep businesses, regular businesses, I'll use an airline, I won't say who, but there are airlines trying to merge and because it'll give them a more competitive advantage in a market. Doesn't create a monopoly. They would probably be a third of the market of with two other people being a third, roughly a third and a third. But right, so they're trying to win. Let's say they're at 20. The other two are at 40 and 40. And they're trying to win 13% market share and steal it equally so that it's third, a third, a third. And the federal government has stepped in to say, to sue the airline to go, nope, we're not going to allow you to do it. But it's not just the airlines. They're doing it in high tech. They're doing it in all these different places in things that are innocuous. Imagine if, you had a couple of mechanics, auto mechanics, that said, look, we've got three stores in a geography. Why don't we just consolidate the stores? Nope, the government steps in and says, we won't let you do that because then you're price gouge. By the way, they proved with this airline that the price would be reduced. The consumer would benefit. It would create a more competitive atmosphere. They submitted all this to the judge, and the federal government, Joe Biden's government, is suing, knowing that this is going to benefit the consumer, and it must. It has to. They're essentially putting their butts on the line to say, we're making this deal, and it will benefit the consumer. They don't even care. They don't even care. Joe Biden says he's bringing out prescription drugs. Trump had already done it. What's his long-term solution? By the way, why didn't baby black Jesus do it? Why didn't he bring that up when he was vice president? Oh, that's right. He was too busy curing cancer. Anybody remember that? That's what Obama tasked him to do. Funny, doesn't seem like it happened. Anyway, folks, hospital's getting over. You're getting screwed. Biden and the Democrats don't care.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.